Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We've got 1 week to go until the Amendment 62 election day. The other elections around the country are not nearly as significant as what's happening in Colorado. 2 years ago, we got 27% of the vote, which translated into over 600,000 people in a liberal state saying that they wanted to ban all child killing. That was extraordinary. This year, we pray, Lord, please help us continue to press on through the last week so that we could reach even more people and even a higher percentage of the voting population of Colorado to ban child killing in our state. It'll be so exciting. Meanwhile, Obama's approval rating is at an all-time low of 37%. 37%. So Obama has been going downhill faster than Olympic skiers. And Tom Tancredo here in Colorado running for governor, he's doing pretty well. Tom Tancredo is, well, basically it's a dead heat with the Hickenlooper. And Tom Tancredo has endorsed Colorado's Personhood Amendment 62 that would ban all child killing in the state of Colorado. So this is really exciting. But let's go to Washington, D.C. right now, where Missy Smith is running for U.S. Congress, and she's been running the most fabulous pro-life ads on TV, on network affiliates. And right there, Missy, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you so much. It's nice of you to have me on. I'm excited to tell you about the things that are going on here in Washington, D.C.
Well, Missy, I've been watching your campaign, and right on your homepage, you have the two ads that you've been running, and they're stunning. I mean, people are getting an education because you are running for Congress.
Well, that was the reason. I found out last year that if I ran, here I am living in Washington, D.C., never really had a thought of running for political office, but it came to my attention that if I did run, I've been a pro-life activist for over a decade, and I have lobbied on the Hill, and I've done every facet of the pro-life movement imaginable, and when this came to my attention, I said, well, I think I can do this. So got my foot soldiers and went out, and we got on the ballot. We had to bang on many, many doors because I don't know if you know the layout here in Washington, but there are 30,000 Republicans, and there are close to 500 Democrats.
500,000
yeah.
Democrats. So, wow, it's
so
wow.
It's
so
little
it's
a
50
uneven,
to 3. Right, 50
but
to 3.
The good news is that got through the primary with 87% of the Republican vote.
All right.
Didn't have any challenge, and then did these ads because of the federal campaign laws and set up my website. And
so in other words, the law, the federal election law in our country says
yes.
If you're running for a federal office, local media outlets cannot censor your ads. They can't reject your ads.
Right, right.
And here in Colorado, a dear friend, Matt Noah, back about 15 years ago, ran for U.S. Senate. And he did that here so that we could do exactly what you've done there. And we did this many years ago, and that planted the seeds for what's happening now in Colorado, the most extraordinary pro-life missionary effort, where we've got a statewide ballot amendment, the Personhood Amendment 62, to recognize that every child from his or her beginning has the right to life.
Oh, it's very exciting. And that video that you all have done is absolutely, I just never, ever tire seeing it.
Praise God. That's the pro-life Tea Party vote. If you go to YouTube, and in fact, Missy Smith It's almost at 170,000 views.
Wow.
So just a few more views, just about 10 more views, and it'll hit 170,000. And of course, the more popular it gets, the more people it reaches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's called the Pro-Life Tea Party Vote. So just go to YouTube or go to Colorado Right to Life. It's right on the homepage. So, yeah, this is all real exciting.
Well, we are really excited. And I'm telling you, the devil is so angry, you cannot believe it. My phone rings off the hook with the most vile screaming and screeching and yelling.
Right,
and
right.
You just can't. And so we, you know, there's a great saying from World War II. The bombers would say, if you're not taking flak, you're not over the target.
Wow.
So I'm over the target. And we're getting a lot of flack, but it's very exciting. By the end of the week, we will have run 350 ads. So that's pretty exciting.
350 ads. And let me tell the audience the kind of shows that you're running them on. You've been running them on Oprah and Jay Leno and Dr. Phil and Seinfeld and The Office, whatever that is. I work at an office. I don't know what that is. And Everybody Hates Chris. Poor Chris. Always felt bad for that guy. And Judge Judy, who's now beating Oprah, Judge Judy, and the CBS Evening News, the local news. So you are hitting all the shows that apparently everybody tunes into.
Well, if your audience wants to go to MissySmith2010.com,
mm-hmm.
you can not only see the advertisements that we're running, but you can also see the schedule as we pay for these ads and get them up. We put them on the website so people can know exactly who we're going to be, the audience that we're targeting.
And people can choose which ad they want to donate for. You have an ad about women exploited and the children who are killed, and it's just so devastating because they want to kill children with impunity. They don't want anyone to see what it is they're doing and making all this money. It's a billion-dollar industry, the child-killing industry. And we have a slogan here in Colorado, no child-killing with tranquility.
Wow.
No child-killing with tranquility. Anything that is moral that a Christian could do to increase the social tension over child-killing, it's good for them to do that thing.
That's exactly what... exactly what we want to save babies, we want to save women from harm, and we want to get the dialogue going.
And we want to stop the hardening of the hearts of moms and dads who go into an abortion clinic, they kill their child, and they get increasingly angry at God.
Yes.
Many Christians think that this is a distraction to fight to protect the innocent from the ones who are being dragged to the slaughter. A lot of Christians think, well, we should be preaching the gospel. But God said, you love your neighbor. You love God. You love your neighbor. And if you say, oh, I care about you, but you wouldn't even lift a finger. Jesus got mad at those who, he said, would not even lift a finger to help those who are suffering under the burden of our wicked culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and these kids are literally being dismembered. And the parents then become more angry at God.
It's true. I mean, and the anger that's coming through my phone and the texts that I'm getting and the emails that I'm getting, and it just shows. I mean, there is a whole face of fury of the post-abortive person who's never dealt with the sin of killing a child. Mm. Now, that can be the grandparents who forced drove that abortion.
Right.
It could be the parents. It can be friends. It can be
the boyfriend.
The point is that at this juncture of after 38 years, no one in America has gone untouched by legalized child killing.
Mm.
No one. Everybody knows someone in some way or another. We've all been touched by it, and there's the hardening of the hearts, as you say.
Mm.
And only prayer and fasting can help that. But what we can do is show that abortion is murder, and that's what we're showing. It is murder. There's no question about it. And I had an interview on CNN with Wolf Blitzer last night, which went national. We've had articles, front page articles in the Washington Times. We've had people contact us from all over the world, in Poland, in England, that have seen these ads that are supportive. The majority of people are pretty angry and disgusted, which, of course, to me, the irony is why they're not upset about the children that are being slaughtered this way, I don't know. Mm. But they are. They are much more, you know, it's kill the messenger. But there's an interesting statistic which you may want to use, because there's the pro-choice side always dismisses our late-term abortion pictures as they're phony, they're not real. And besides, even if they are, that happens in just so few cases. Most abortions, 88% of them happen in the first 12 weeks. Well, let's say that that's true. That's 12% of 50 million, which is 6 million little babies that have been murdered, late-term, post-viable little babies that have been murdered in this horrible, gruesome way. Mm. And that is the same amount of people that were murdered, the Jews were murdered in Germany. Now,
oh, well, now, Missy Smith, we have here in Colorado, we have a clinic. They look very scientific. What mm-hmm. they do is they take the tiniest embryos and they screen them and they say, well, these embryos, they don't make the cut. Mm-hmm. So you kill those, and here's a designer baby. This is a good baby without a handicap. So this one is allowed to live. And that's pretty cruel. But yeah. whether the baby is old enough to suck his thumb and play with his toes, when they sleep in the womb, they dream. They right. learn their mother's voice. They learn melodies of songs in their baby, in their mother's womb.
Yes.
And so whether you're killing that baby or the tiniest baby, God said, I knew you in the womb. Before right. I formed you, I knew you. I knew you.
Yes.
And so from that first single cell, we are who we are biologically and body, soul, spirit. We're there.
Yes.
We have Fox 31 gave me 5 seconds two nights ago to rebut embryo screening. 5 seconds, Missy. In a 3-minute news segment on embryo screening, they give the pro-lifers 5 seconds. And so when you take ads out on these major shows and you show people this is what they're doing, because the people who say these children are so tiny, mm-hmm. These embryos, they're so tiny, they don't even know that we're killing them. Well, they also advocate killing the babies who are sucking their thumbs and playing with their
Absolutely.
Toes.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And I have to say that I have a special spot in my heart. It's way over 90% of Down syndrome children that are aborted. Mm. And what a great sadness. We had a beautiful, beautiful young man that was born with Down syndrome, our son, John Lewis Smith IV. And John learned how to play golf and went to school and read, write, and do arithmetic. And he even learned how to drive a car. And he just was precious. And he had a massive heart attack when he was 19. And it just, you know, when I see Sarah Palin holding Trig, it just brings tears to my eyes and just pierces my heart, because he looks so much like John. And what an enormous joy these little human beings are. And to think that other grown people are fooled into believing that these are heaven's very special children. And the joy that our family received from having him in our lives for 19 years.
And people are tricked or self-deceived into thinking that we're all better off and they're better off if we kill them.
Yes.
And that's what, and even a lot of Christians have been deceived. So at American Right to Life's website, there is a brand new article, what a resource, on exceptions. And it says, oppose exceptions. And it lists in a bulleted way the reasons why we should oppose exceptions, that's exceptions to the protection of an unborn child, because God doesn't call this an exception. God calls this a child.
Mm-hmm.
This is a child, and you've described your precious son. We have a radio ad running in Colorado of a man who was born who thousands of children like him every month in this country are killed because they're not a designer gene baby.
Exactly. Well, we really have such a skewed perspective of life, you know. Every human being has great, great worth. And as John Paul the Great said, nothing surpasses the greatness and dignity of the human being. Mm. I have a quadriplegic brother who hasn't moved for 30 years, and yet he went on to law school. He practices law. He's on my website as well as my son, John, and which is wakeupnet.net. I started a pro-life organization over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, all human beings have immeasurable worth. And I'm so thrilled about what's happening in Colorado.
Yeah, it is exciting. This is the ad I just mentioned is a man who had spina bifida, and he talks about his life. Mm. And he's so thrilled to get to experience life and enjoy life. And he says, so many like me are killed as babies.
Wow.
They're just killed, and it's so wrong.
Yes.
And
yes.
But it's done out of, supposedly out of compassion.
Misguided compassion, right.
Yeah, so Missy Smith, what I told to Fox 31 here in Colorado, and they only aired 5 seconds, but I told them that good doctors don't cure disease by killing the patient.
Mm.
You don't stamp out birth defects by killing the tiny boys and girls who have them. And these doctors, they want people to think they're noble because they kill the kids who would suffer. But these same people support Planned Parenthood aborting any child for any reason.
Yeah, at any stage.
At any stage. In Colorado, we have abortion through all 9 months.
Wow.
We have Warren Hearn right up the street from our studio. Warren Hearn, late-term abortionist, who describes the feeling of death that comes through the forceps. He describes what it's like to dismember a child, and he gets paid. He charges, $15,000 or more now to kill the older babies.
He said something that was really startling, that no woman ever has an abortion that doesn't have an effect because she's killing part of herself. Mm. And he said, I know that as an abortionist and as a psychiatrist.
Mm. Stop the tape, stop the tape. Actually, this show was live and we've just finished airing. This caught my attention that I thought that was maybe a quote from a different abortionist. And sure enough, that's from abortionist Julius Fogel, who has killed over 20,000 children. He's the psychiatrist. I didn't think Warren Hearn was a psychiatrist, so I just looked that up. So just to let you know. And now let's rejoin the program. Missy Smith goes to Washington.
I guess it's all about money. We have a case of this abortionist Brigham, who, I don't know if you've heard about this, but he was he lost his license, but he continued to start abortions in New Jersey, late-term abortions, and putting the seaweed in, trying to dilate a woman. Then he would come down.
Yeah, the laminaria. And by the way, our family's from New Jersey, and my mother has fought for the unborn in New Jersey many years. She moved to Colorado to be part of our personhood effort here. But yeah, we're familiar with this abortionist.
Oh, you okay? Well, do you know that he has been arrested? They found he was working with another woman who was coming in from Iowa and completing the abortions in Elkton, Maryland. She punctured a woman's womb. The woman pulled out the woman's colon. She was dying. She took her to an emergency room and then blurted out that there was a secret abortion mill that she was from, and then they found way over 50 babies that were 36 weeks.
Mm.
36 weeks. So there's a big investigation that goes over 3 or 4 states with Brigham and this Nicola Riley and then another abortionist. But this man may actually be charged with murder because he was doing these abortions without having a license. And these were post-abortion viable babies. Mm. But even, I don't know, did you see that special on MSNBC on the assassination of George Tiller last night?
No, we were talking about it in advance. Some friends of ours were in it. Troy Newman, who heads up a pro-life group in Wichita,
right.
Of course, he was interviewed for it. But go ahead, Missy, tell us
about
it.
Well, I just, you know, Rachel Maddow did the, I guess, investigative work and also did the narrating of it. And it brought to mind when you see they interviewed all through the documentary the employees. And they're very angular. The women are very angular looking and very hardened, as was Tiller. And of course, the slant, of course, is that he was doing something wonderful, something good. He was fulfilling a necessary thing. But it really brought to mind, you know, Father Eitenauer has written a book about exorcism, and of course, I've known Father Eitenauer for a long time and interviewed him on my radio show, which is with National Pro-Life Radio. And the themology of the blood sacrifice of these little babies, that Satan, nothing's more precious than the shedding of innocent blood. And in the beginning, witches were the ones that did abortions. And even today, there are the employees are if you look, they've had investigative work where they have seen that these employees are tied to Wiccan. They're part of Wiccan.
Well, and, certainly there's a rejection of biblical Christianity. And Norma McCorvey, we're so thankful, the woman who was Roe of Roe v. Wade, mm-hmm. not only is she now a pro-lifer who's put her faith in Jesus Christ, but she's endorsed your run for Congress.
Yeah, she's a good friend.
Isn't that just extraordinary?
Yeah, we've been through many a protest, and we went to jail together in South Bend at Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame, when they had mm-hmm. the nation's leading child killer.
Yes.
And they honored him at a Catholic university.
Yes, yes.
Barack Obama and Alan Keyes, of course, was there leading
right.
that effort. And so you were there, too, and so was Leslie Hanks, who's
uh-huh.
the sponsor of Colorado's Personhood Amendment, along with Guabe Garcia-Jones.
Oh.
And Missy Smith, Leslie, I know I shouldn't say publicly, but she has personally donated to run your ads, to your campaign, to run your ads there in Washington, D.C.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm so pleased because they've really, well, this whole thing has really snowballed, hasn't it? With the, God did say scripturally that where there's a great evil, grace will abound, and we will be able to do things that are extraordinary that we wouldn't be able to do. Mm-hmm. I never thought that I would end up going to jail three times. I didn't, you know, think I had that kind of fortitude, but it turns out that when you really believe in something, and I was raised as a cradle Catholic, so I was horrified that this the Blessed Mother's own university would honor this the greatest promoter of child killing in the world. I mean, I was just taken aback, and I wasn't really planning to go, but I got an email from Alan Keyes, and of course, you know, he is probably the greatest orator alive, at least in America,
yes,
that I've
right.
ever heard. And I was, you know, I had been working with Randall Terry, who really, he'd started the work on the ground 6-8 weeks before it really took off.
Mm-hmm.
He'd gone up there and set up shop and opened up an office and got a house and started the whole thing. And so, but I still, and I had been working with him, but I still hadn't planned to go. But when I read Alan Keyes' email, I just said, I'm coming. And Randall said, well, I need you here tomorrow morning. I said, tomorrow morning? And my husband is an attorney, so I said, well, what? How do you feel? Would you mind if I went? And he said, no, just don't get arrested. And I said, well, let me ask you.
Yeah, right.
Have you heard of Jesus Christ? Have you heard of Susan B. Anthony?
The Lord was arrested. So many of the great men of faith in the Bible, in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, the great leaders of the faith, so many were arrested. And so if Not that you want to be arrested,
no,
but if God calls you to stand up for what's right, we do need courage. So,
yes.
Missy, we are almost out of time, but boy, what a thrill that you were there in South Bend. I spent years in South Bend with this TV show, Bob and Yurt Live. Lissy Broadcasting has their headquarters there. We were on in 80 cities for some years. And, and by the way, Leslie is also the vice president of Colorado Right to Life.
Ah.
And so you've got quite a supporter in Leslie Hanks.
Wonderful.
And Missy, we mentioned Warren Hearn, the late-term abortionist up in Boulder, near where we are, our studio is. Could I real quickly tell you a bit of a transcript? I interviewed him on this radio show some years ago, and Warren Hearn said, I'm looking at a transcript here, and he said that the abortion debate is about who is going to make that decision, the individual or the state. And so I said, so women and families should make the decisions, these life or death decisions? He said, yes. And I asked Warren Hearn, did you notice the news story this week? Some doctors went to a judge to try and appoint a legal guardian for a woman who was in a coma. Her husband wanted to continue medical treatment, and the doctors wanted to end treatment. And Warren Hearn said, yes, I saw that. I said, but the doctors wanted to cancel medical treatment. Hearn said, right. And I said, would you have agreed with that judge then that no, those doctors did not have a right to appoint a legal guardian? And Warren Hearn said, no, I think the doctors were doing the right thing. I support the doctor's point of view. And I said, but I thought you said that these are family decisions, not the government's. And you're siding with the doctors wanting the government to force the husband to kill his wife.
Wow.
And he realized he was caught. He was caught.
Totally confused individual, huh?
Yeah, because it doesn't matter who decides. They advocate the killing of the innocent.
Exactly.
That's why they don't get upset at China forcing abortion on millions of women.
Oh.
Missy Smith, what an honor to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much. And let me just drive people to my website so they can see these ads.
Yes, MissySmith2010.com.
Yes.
And Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, Smith, spelled normal, S-M-I-T-H, 2010.com. Missy, you got the two ads right there, and people could choose which one to donate to.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and God bless you. We'll be praying for you,
Amendment
62.
Thank you for doing that, Missy. God bless you.
All right, an honor.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's Missy Smith running for Congress in Washington, D.C., and we've got a week left, guys. Go to Colorado Right to Life's website, see what's left to do.